Ahoy, mateys! Welcome to the fifth episode of the GameBuoy.org video game podcast, Micro, or GB Micro for short, your occasional parfait of left-of-center gaming news nibbles and views vittles that maybe aren't on your radar, but most definitely should be. I'm your host, Captain Spike, and with me, as always, is First Mate Slagkick.
Yarrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr
2013, and we're going to take about 25 minutes of your day to talk about Game Buoy Podcast Micro, episode number 5, Literally Shit Games.
Slobbing the poop deck. Yeah. Literally.
So this week we're going to be using the micro format a little differently than we have previously. Because, you know, this is, as we've noted, sort of the space wherein we do our sort of experimenting. And what we've come up against here is that after the long rigidity of last week's whopping 5 hours of content, we wanted to do sort of a lighthearted comedy episode. This is not going to be terribly serious. If you come here only for serious conversation, this is probably a good time to bail out. If you're here because you think that we're a little bit funny and you like some odd tidbits and sort of, you know, little unknown facts, and you like poop, then we're the place to be today.
You like poop.
Also, this is going to probably be an adults-only episode. I suspect that there will be a lot of talks of dicks, possibly entire hot bags of them.
Wow.
But, you know, with this week's announcement of the 20th anniversary Booger Man remake that the Booger Man creators are attempting to kickstart, it seemed like a good time to get a little laughy and talk about toilet humor.
You said this is only going to take about 20 minutes, right?
I think so.
Because I got to drop a deuce. No, really, let's hurry it up. I've got to take a crap.
What? All right, well, get us started. What is the first video game deuce you'd like to talk about? The deuce!
Conker's Bad Fur Day. I mean, hello, the Great Mighty Pooh.
Okay, well, I've never played Conker's Bad Fur Day. We've talked about that here,
yes,
on the show before.
Yes.
Why don't you tell me about the Great Mighty Pooh?
The Great Mighty Pooh is a boss
that you'll be creating after this show.
The Great Mighty Pooh is a boss made of shit, like literally. It is probably the most epic boss battle in the game. And, you know, Conker's Bad Fur Day is something that, you know, it's kind of notable in being one of the, like, the thing being so notable about it is that it's so foul. The humor is so foul. And the Great Mighty Pooh is basically a boss who, in his own words, I am the Great Mighty Pooh and I'm going to throw my shit at you.
Are you effing kidding
me?
He
sings it, like, in operatic fashion. And so basically it's this whole, and you know, Conker's Bad Fur Day, I really like that game. It's hilarious, it's really clever and, you know, self-aware, and it's got a boss fight centering around fighting shit. And, you know, at one point he, you know, because it's all in song, so it's like a musical battle. Not like a music rhythm game, but, you know, as you go on with the battle, he'll continue to sing. And at one point he says he's going to shove Conker's head up his ass. And, yeah, so you're basically, you know, it's Conker's Bad Fur Day. You know, kind of takes, you know, elements from different games, but this boss is like a pretty standard platformer boss fight, and you have to dodge globs of a big shits. One thing that's kind of interesting is that in Conker Live and Reloaded, is that what it was called, for Xbox, is that, you know, they did censor a lot of the game, which was kind of bullshit.
You got a lot of mileage out of that Forgetting Sarah Marshall quote.
Right. But the, you know, the texture work is obviously better in the Xbox.
Kind of shitty.
No. You know,
think about it.
Well, no, the thing is that it looks less like an actual shit and more just like a big glob of mud.
Oh,
so it kind of
okay.
Loses something. It's actually less shitty.
Oh, I see. All right. Well, that doesn't sound shitty at all.
The N64 textures are shittier in every way.
I want to talk about a buddy of mine. His name is Johnny Sasaki. You might know him as Akiba. He comes from Metal Gear Solid 1, 2, and 4. You may recall that basically every storyline that Johnny Sasaki is involved in involves him having chronic diarrhea. In several of these games, he ends up face down, ass up, unconscious in his tidy whities.
Oh dear.
No, there's actually a really, really awesome plot reveal involving him, in Metal Gear Solid 4, but, you know, it's kind of funny. He gets his comeuppance after, you know, Metal Gear Solid, Metal Gear Solid 2, and the first half of Metal Gear Solid 4. He has a really awesome moment.
Awesome!
That is related to his diarrhea.
Wow.
But for those, you know, first 2.5 games, he is absolutely comic relief character. It's just absolutely funny. And then, bam, a badass motherfucker. Like, wow, look at the balls on that one. Not literally.
So kind of like the guy from Pearl Jam who's like a fucking awesome guitarist, but...
Mike McCready.
And I mean, we shouldn't laugh about Crohn's.
I'm not
disease.
Laughing
it's
about
that.
It's
a very serious thing, but, you know, just kind of a similar, you know, people shouldn't laugh about people with things involving shit because they might end up having awesome plot reveals. So, are we still talking about poo or can we talk about farts?
I think we can move on to farts.
The thing is that when I think about farts...
Because I'm going
to
talk about pee next.
Okay. Well, when I think about farts, I think about Wario. Like,
well, yeah, I know, like the kick farter.
Kick farter. I mean, and the funny thing is that, oh, Nintendo's so squeaky clean, but, like, first of all, Conker's Bad Fur Day was released on N64, and I mean, that's the definitive version, which, you know, was kind of, like, weird for people at the time, I remember, because they're like, oh, Nintendo's so squeaky clean, it's the family, and that's still the image that Nintendo has.
Plus there's the Pikmin minigame in Nintendo Land recently, where if your little Pikmins get eaten up, they will get pooped out as little clay poops.
Say poops again.
Poops.
So it's just, it's funny that people think, like, oh, Nintendo's so squeaky clean. It's like, no, not really.
They're actually quite scatological, as you'd expect from an ancient Japanese country. Or company.
Super Paper Mario had the character of O-Chunks. You might remember, I guess spoilers, but he farts himself away. Yeah, so, I mean, this is not, like, just something like, oh, Wario farts. I'm trying to remember, when did Wario first become associated with farting? Because I don't feel like it was in Wario Land.
The first time I remember it being a thing was Super Smash Brawl. During his reveal trailer, there was a big joke about him doing, like, an atomic pull-my-finger fart.
Yeah, but I feel like it's kind of, like, that it happened before that.
That was the first time I'm, like, that just off the top of my head that I can recall. Maybe you should have researched this before the episode.
Well, you're kind of the Wario expert.
I excuse you. That is not a kind thing to say to
a
man.
No, I meant because you really like WarioWare.
Now, that is true. I do quite like WarioWare.
Yeah, so,
anyway, if you don't have something for me right now, let's move on.
Okay, move on from the farts. You wanted to talk about pee?
So, in Team Fortress 2, be familiar with the Sniper's Jar of Jarati. That would be a jar full of urine.
You know, the first time that I got into that game, and the funny thing is that I sometimes talk about that guy that I dated for a while, the one who I watched play through Lords of Shadow. He got me into Team Fortress 2. He was like, oh, here, I've got to help you get the Jarati. I'm like, what's the Jarati? He's like, it's a jar of piss. I'm like, what? And that's why I like the sniper.
And he was kind of into it, right?
My ex was not into piss play. I mean, not that I know of. He did live with a straight cop, so who knows what kind of kinky shit went on.
Did he ever pee on you?
He never peed on me. We're not talking about that. You know, one thing that's funny is that I was researching about Team Fortress 2 is that there's a server that has a custom map called Poodoo, which is the Hoodoo payload map. And it says the cart is a cart full of poop. The ground is made of poop and the water is diarrhea. And I'm like, I kind of want to play this.
Well, what did you say that server was called?
The server's called the Snack Shack. So
the Snack Shack. Doesn't that make you hungry?
Oh, God.
I wanted to talk also, while we're on the topic of urine, or I am at least, in Metal Gear Solid, you know, not only is it for comedic relief that you can let wolves pee on you as Snake, If a wolf does pee on you, you are marked as a part of his clan, and wolves of his group pack will no longer attack you.
Speaking of wolves peeing, Okami.
Oh, yeah, you could totally pee in Okami.
Well, I mean, yeah, you're a wolf.
You know what my favorite peeing moment in a video game might be?
What?
Is Bayonetta, when you shoot that angel statue's penis and oil comes out.
Yes! Yes!
What is your favorite moment in games about pee?
Probably the same, because, I mean, that really just, the comedic timing of that was perfect. You know, I haven't played through Uprising, but apparently there's,
Uprising.
Kid Icarus Uprising, I'm sorry, I thought
Thank
that
you.
Was obvious.
But it was to me, but not listener. Exactly so. All of our listener.
And I guess there's a part where Pit is in a yellow hot spring, and then there's a joke about,
You know, going back to poop a bit, I'm surprised you didn't bring up the Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask side quest involving a piece of paper that a hand comes out of a toilet with.
I forgot about that one, and I love Majora's Mask. Can't believe Indeed. I forgot about that.
And, you know, on a sidebar, you were talking about farts. I was playing Wind Waker HD the other night, and I couldn't help but notice that some of the piggies, as I picked them up, would make little oink oink sounds.
Right.
So clearly, they were farting piggies.
Well, you know, you say fart, and I can't help but think of the Xbox Live Arcade game, Try Not to Fart, which basically the premise, you know, is what it says on the can.
You know, getting a little off topic here, but when you say Xbox Live Arcade, I can't help but think about Xbox Live Arcade indie games and think about Baby Maker Extreme,
I mean,
where you Lamaze, as a woman, you do Lamaze until a baby violently shoots out of your vagine ravine and just flies down a hallway.
Oh, and then you mean like the parts where if you bounce on the skeleton, it's like boned.
Yeah, or if you bounce on that crab salad dish, it's like, you got crabs!
I feel like this is Parks and Recreation, and we're Crazy Irish
in the douche.
And you know, are we still talking about poop? We're talking about babies. We're talking babies coming out of vaginas. We're talking about poop and pee. And I'm getting mixed up. But one thing that I always liked looking forward to in World of Warcraft expansions was the poop quest. Those of you who play WoW, and especially if you played with Captain Spike and I, you know, we're always joking about the poop quests. But I feel like the first one was in Burning Crusade in Nagrand, I think. I might be wrong, but I mean, I think the most infamous one for me is in Wrath of the Lich King, which was still probably my personal favorite in terms of World of Warcraft expansions. It was in the Grizzly Hills zone, and you eat some amber seeds, is the name of the item, and then they're like, oh no, those are very precious and rare. You're going to have to find a way to get them out. And it basically ends up with you going in to the outhouse, which, like, violently shakes and imply that you have bad diarrhea, to get the amber seeds out, so. And a lot of the, I think maybe it was in Hellfire Peninsula, where you have to collect, like, Hellbore poop or something. I feel it was somewhere in Burning Crusade, definitely, but did you have a favorite poop quest?
In World of Warcraft?
Yeah.
So I think my favorite WoW poop quest would probably have to be Lupus Hoopus.
I forgot about that. That was also Wrath of the Lich King, right?
Yes, it was. You know, there were all of the planes that had crashed or whatever, and you had some wolves, I guess, had eaten some spy's microfilm or something. I don't know. I mean, it's WoW. I'm not really here for the story. But you have to, like, poison these wolves with bait that gives them explosive, you know, poops. And then after they poop, you have to search and dig through the poop to dig out the pieces of microfilm.
By the way, the diarrhea outhouse quest was called Doing Your Duty.
Oh, wow. Man, you know, I could probably just go on about WoW poop quests for an entire micro. Talking about scare the guano out of them.
Oh, yeah. Well, Going Going Guano is, like, the original one. And that was Razorfen Crawl, so that actually was vanilla. And I mean, I didn't play it during vanilla, but I assume that quest was around in vanilla WoW. So maybe that was the original poop quest.
Yeah, and you know, don't forget Shizwork or Funky Fungi. Fungi. I just said it that way to make it rhyme. I know how to pronounce fungi.
Good.
Why don't you take me to another poopy place?
Well, can I talk about toilets specifically?
Sure.
Because. Well, of course, in Booger Man, wasn't that how you got around, like, the Mario warp pipes? It's been a while since I played Boogerman, obviously. And I just remember, you know, because I was like, Boogerman must have been like, what, 1993-ish? And so, you know, I was in elementary school and, you know, probably at that point was just starting to get into The Simpsons. And so, you know, The Simpsons were very, like, swear words, and they weren't really, like, poopy potty humor, but, you know. So, I mean, I was at that age where, like, you know, swearing was hilarious, and anything with poops and farts was hilarious. And so, you know, I remember Boogerman, a pick-and-flick adventure, you know, which is kind of the point where of this episode happening. And, you know, I just thought it was hilarious. I think I rented it from Blockbuster or something. I just remember that you had boogers, you burped, and you farted, and I feel like you had to, go down toilets to, like, as the warp pipes.
Yeah, no, that was definitely a thing, you know, in addition to the fact that he had fart attacks and could flick boogers as projectile attacks. Like, that was a pretty silly potty humor game right there.
Yeah, and then there's apparently a game for PC Engine called Toilet Kids.
Now, I'm not familiar with Toilet Kids.
It's apparently a Xevious clone.
What?
But apparently the enemies are turtles with poop shells to toilets that shoot dumbball at you.
Wow.
Oh, I know why I was getting confused about the toilets, because Breath of Fire 2, appropriately, is the one where you have to jump into a toilet to go into a dungeon.
Oh, do you want me to go with one?
Yes.
Do you know what my favorite toilet bit would be in a video game?
Which one?
That would have to be Mad World. You know, this game was famous for its multitude of kills. This is a platinum game, you know.
Yes.
And it's famous for its kills and its action and mega violence. There was one in particular where you would pick somebody up, shove them into a toilet, and then flush them down it, only for them to be shot up in a geyser of blood, Nightmare on Elm Street style, seconds later.
Oh, wow. It's funny that you mentioned that, because I think of the Wii title No More Heroes, which, you know, Suda Goichi, Grasshopper Manufacturer, you know, obviously we're big fans of him, and we've talked about our love for that game, but, you know, to save, you go on the toilet to save the game. And then, can I also mention that when you recharge your beam katana, it's basically in a masturbatory fashion. So, I mean, I know this isn't really, like, jerk-off buoy, but, I mean, I think it fits in this,
That would be a really weird spin-off of Game Buoy.
No comment. All the things I could say right now, but no comment.
All right, well, you know...
Didn't Duke Nukem Forever have a trailer with Duke pissing?
Well, Duke Nukem is basically this episode of Game Buoy the game. Like, that is just... It's strippers and boobs and poop humor and one-liners. The game.
So it's basically South Park, but for bros.
Yeah, it's like Nerdgasm Network, the game.
Oh, goodness.
obviously, you know, part of the inspiration of doing this episode tonight is that we guessed it on the Nerdgasm Network tonight. That episode is probably up in their archive or what have you at this point. You might want to check it out if you're inclined to that sort of shock jockey style of podcast. If you're not, I would advise you to run far, far away. Slackkick, why don't you close us out here for the night with one last bit of video game silliness?
I need to talk about Pokemon. That's going to have to be my
of
one.
Of effing course you do.
Well, I have two Pokemon I want to talk about because this is an episode kind of devoted, not devoted, but, you know, inspired by Boogerman, and we haven't really talked about Snot. So I want to talk about Cubchoo, which is an ice-type Pokemon featured in Pokemon Black and White, and it basically has an icy snot dripping from its nose. And it's not just like, oh, it looks like snot, but it literally says so in the Pokedex entry. The Pokedex entry for Pokemon White specifies that it sniffs the snot back up because the mucus provides the raw material for its moves. So this is, like, literally a Pokemon, a cute little bear cub, that uses snot as an attack. Oh, you know what I noticed when I was playing Wind Waker HD? I forgot that there's a little kid on the island.
With the swing and snot.
With the swing and snot, and that's what Cubchoo reminds me of, actually. And then the last Pokemon piece that I want to talk about is Chimchar, which was the Diamond Pearl starter, the fire type. You know, he had flames on his butt, but the Pokedex entry for that said, its fiery rear end is fueled by gas produced in his belly.
So, farts.
Basically, like, lighten your farts.
Did you talk about Panseer's head?
No.
You know, Pansir, the Pokemon, yeah, he clearly has, like, a turd on his head.
Like a fiery poop. Like after Captain Speck has too much jalapeno.
That's gross. I'm going to edit that out.
No, you're not.
All right. Well, I think that that about wraps it up for us today. This is a micro. I said it was going to be...
Oh, wait, you didn't give me your last final thought.
We're wrapping it up. Pansir. It's fine.
You're wrapping up the poop? Flaming bags of poop?
Yes. Thank you so much, everyone out there in Internet Radio Land, for indulging us this weirdness. We needed to blow off a little steam after last week's craziness.
I can't believe this is going on the Internet.
We'll be back with your regularly scheduled Game Buoy video game podcast next week. I believe we have a look at horror video games. And to reward you for having put up with this shitty episode... I just wanted to give you a little sneak peek. A little bit down the line, we'll be taking a look at the Sonic the Hedgehog series, as well as the Pokemon series. We also have an episode coming up dedicated to the launch of the PlayStation 4, and a bonanza...
More like the delay Station 4.
Girl, but right? And a bonanza of interesting and cool content... coming for the end of the year festivities here on GameBuoy.org.
GameBuoy.org.
In the meantime, Psychic, if you'd like to wrap us up with our solicitations.
As everyone always, we love your feedback. We love your iTunes subscriptions, ratings, and reviews. We like your Facebook likes. We fucking love Twitter. We like to tumble on Tumblr and plus one us on Google Plus. You can email us at mailbuoy@gamebuoy.org.
Mailbuoy@gamebuoy.org.
And you can find all our social links and all of our content over at our home base, gamebuoy.org.
That's gamebuoy.org?
Gamebuoy.org.
Gamebuoy.org.
And Captain Spike, you have a shout-out for us.
Go listen to actual Game Buoy.
Yeah, we don't talk about poops.
Yeah, no, this is very unusual for us. If this is your first episode, I am so sorry.
Oh my god, I hope not.
You know, we typically try to look at things really seriously and objectively.
Yeah,
here.
We try to look through things through an academic lens. You know what? We never really talked about the purpose of potty humor in games. So maybe we'll have to do a...
Well, levity!
We'll have to do a literally shit games number two. Number two, get it?
Well, no, you know, do you want to talk about that? You know, the purpose of levity in games, something like Metal Gear, for example, you know, this is a very heavy series. There's a lot of really deep, complicated, emotionally complex themes being explored. You know, you deal with a lot of real psychological issues, a lot of post-traumatic stress disorder discussion in that game. A lot of talk about, you know, war economy and the effects of perpetual war on a nation, which, you know, come to think on it, hey, Hideo Kojima, why were you making games in the 90s about what's going on politically in 2013? But
time traveling.
Right? But, you know, you have this character, Johnny Sasaki, who is just a diarrhea machine, and it becomes a little easier to wade through some of this real heavy stuff.
Literally wading through Johnny Sasaki shit.
Oh, gosh. And, you know, especially, look, in that game, you look at some of the stuff you endure, like you as Solid Snake, you are tortured, and the player is tortured with, you know, that awful button-mashing sequence that, you know, a lot of people complain put their hands into cramps. Or, hey, your girlfriend's gonna get murdered if you can't do that. So, you know, some levity is required in a game like that. You know, and you look at something like Conker's Bad Fur Day, which is itself, in a lot of ways, very specifically a reaction to sort of the generally accepted image that Rare and Nintendo had cultivated of being squeaky clean. And so they're using the Great Mighty Pooh very specifically to, you know, shove it in the faces of their enemies, so to speak.
Poop.
You're not ready for a discussion on this, are you?
Poop.
All right, folks, thank you so much.
Really, I gotta poop.
Thank you so much for being here with us tonight. We'll see you next time. In the meantime, keep thinking, keep gaming, and I don't have an outro for you.
Got an outhouse?
Mic check, 1, 2, 2.
Poopies.
That was a really bad mic check.
Poops. Poop, poop, poop. Poop, 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 poop. Lot of poop.
Game pooey, pooey, game pooey.
Man, I make the baddest bitches drop a deuce. Not into piss play. He never peed on me. Did you ever let anyone pee on you, Captain Spike?
No.
But yes.
You got crabs!
Are we still talking about poop? I mean, I know this isn't really, like, jerk-off buoy,